Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I'd open mic. Hello, everybody, and welcome to our program. And before I came on the air, I had the privilege of talking a little bit with Joe Gibson on his show and reminding him, and he reminding me, that we're joining together. I reported on the show that we've gotten the support of the independent living people here to promote the nursing home shows, the two programs that we did. And by the way, those shows can be, one of them can be seen tomorrow night on Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997 in the city, 35 on Verizon File, 84 on the Manhattan Cable Network, mm-hmm. And at 11 o'clock tomorrow night, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel, MNN, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 11 o'clock tomorrow night, and you click on Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel, and you'll get mm-hmm. the show. Now, Thursday night, we're local on Long Island, 9:30, Channel 20. Now, there are two different nursing home shows that are going to be shown over a period of the next couple of months, mm-hmm. building up to our news conference in planning to have that in October. So, Mr. Gibson is definitely with us. He's going to call me off the air, and I'm going to give him further details how this can all happen. And we'll of course, put it into writing, and we'll proceed. Mm-hmm. You know, if we can get this guy elected, he keeps his word. It'll be the first time in history that we, who don't want to go to nursing homes, mm-hmm. will have something to fight with and something to fight for. So the hard part is getting a man like Joe Gibson into Congress. Because remember, these nursing homes are very powerful. They have a lot of money behind them. A lot of rich people own them. So it's going to be a job. Believe me, it's worth a shot. It's worth a try. He's willing to do it. So that's where we are with that. And this is open mic. You can talk about what you want. If you want to call in, 213-816-1650. And what I hear, I heard a very troublesome thing in the news today. Bothers me. Some spaceship blew up. They were going to launch out into space. Now, you know, to me, I believe in the Lord above. And I believe that something like that has a message in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, trying to help people. Why are you wasting your time going to space when you've got such messes down here that you can't even deal with?
That's right.
You know, look at all that money. Stop saying that. Stop commenting. After, that's what people are talking about.
Okay.
You got to stop.
I said okay.
People on the earth cannot get help. It's horrendous. I mean, you got a housing crisis. You got millions of disabled people who can't get a job because things aren't accessible. And you have people who are being put more in danger because they denied service dogs and guide dogs without due process. Everything has due process in this country, but not when you're denied a service dog. That's horrible. That's anti-American. There's a message in that. That's a hatred. That is a hatred of disabled people. All these big companies, look what they're doing, trying to get together or, you know, advance their company. Somebody just won a big lawsuit. Tesla just had to settle a lawsuit with millions of dollars. They all are protected in the court, but not a blind person dealing with a service worker. And look what happened to Milton. Milton wasn't protected. Nobody protected Milton. So we are being treated like dirt. If there's no protection of the court, there's no enforcement. We spoke about it last night. There's no enforcement that a bus driver has to call out a stop to let a person know who can't see the damn thing. There's no enforcement on that. They don't care where you get off. They don't give a damn. You can get off in the middle of nowhere. You don't know where you are. Scenario. You're on a bus, blind. You get off in the middle of nowhere. You've just been denied a guide dog. Now you don't know where you are, and you're in danger because you don't have the dog. You got a cane. Have no idea where you are. You're trying to operate your smartphone, and the battery goes dead. That's what we have to deal with. At least if the battery went dead, you could read the damn time, you'd know where you were. The courts don't give one damn about us. They really don't. When we went to arbitration on this last horrible case where they wouldn't let me on the bus with my guide dog, ironically enough, we were on our way to a nursing home to help a blind woman. They wouldn't let me on the bus. We reluctantly went into arbitration. That was the worst horrible thing I've ever been in my life. One-sided. The arbitrator was taking the side of the people who did this, who discriminated against us. You know? They were talking nice to them and everything. They didn't deserve that. I mean, the whole thing is horrible because there's no enforcement of the law. And people know that. So I hope nobody got hurt when that spaceship blew up, but I hope they learned a lesson from it. Use your money in better ways to help people. That's really what needs to be done. And, you know, pay attention. Things happen for a reason. A message. I want to give our deepest condolences to a fellow by the name of George Forrest Jr. Somebody sent me a note, passed away from Rochester, New Hampshire, a friend of a good friend of mine who believes in inner sight. So condolences. He left behind a wife and a 25-year-old son. George was 63 years old. He was a young guy. All right, inner sight. Happy to report that Mr. Kennedy's wife doing a lot better. She's home. The prayers help, world. All right. Inner sight means freedom, advocate for the disabled. Our inner sight phone number 631-224-3090. And this is open mic. We'll go to the phone in a little bit. But first, I want to thank some people, including Suffolk Bus Corp. And once again, I want to give thanks to all who helped promote the day for Milton. It's very, very good of you to do that. It's beautiful. The newspapers donated thousands of dollars of ads to us.
Mm-hmm.
It shows you it can be done. People would get together and stand up, and that was on a small scale. We're taking on the nursing home industry. That's a much larger scale. You know? So get together, support it. Support Mr. Gibson. He wants to draft his bill. A bill that will turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. None of this crap where they're going to overhaul or improve. No. No, you can stick.
Mm.
You can stick it up your ass.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly how I feel about it. We don't want no overhauling. We don't want nothing. We want accessible housing. We want to get rid of them. We don't belong in places like that. So that's the inner sight attitude. And I don't give a damn who doesn't like it and who does like it. Because you wouldn't want to be in a nursing home, push comes to shove, believe me. Believe me. Who do you think they're going to go to, push comes to shove, to try to stay out of the nursing home? I'll give you one guess. Inner sight. Because they know we'll fight for them. That's where people are going to go. And once this thing starts, once people get wind of what we're doing, and once it starts, you're going to see how people are going to put their money up to this. Because it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what'd you say?
I just wanted to tell you Pepper's waiting.
Oh, all right. They're brought to you by the Big East Takeda Rescue. 609-388-7004, Adopt an Akita. And I want to thank Kennedy Realty, my buddy over there in Islip, for supporting Inner Sight. 631-888-1186, Kennedy Realty. All the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Ollie Campbell, Little Tommy, those are children who passed away prematurely in their life. Some deliberately. Some were killed deliberately. And we remember them. Like your child on the list. Send us an email. Give us the name of the child. That's all. You don't have to use the last name if you don't want. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. All right. 213-816-1650. And Peppa, are you there? Welcome back. I didn't know you were going to come on tonight.
She's coming on now.
Hello. Peppa Pep.
Mm.
Are you there?
The mic is open.
Okay, can you hear me?
Oh, there
yes,
you
we can.
Well, howdy, howdy, howdy.
Well, it's good to have you back.
Oh, I know. Oh, it's good to be back.
Good to have you back.
Feeling better?
Much better, much better. I'll tell you what, got under the weather there, but I'm doing great.
Glad to hear it. Glad to hear it. All right, so we're going to have some music, some sweet pepper treat. And a couple of laughs, undoubtedly.
Definitely. I got some...
Yeah, for us.
I got a couple of cool songs for tonight.
You got a what?
I got a couple of cool songs for tonight.
Oh, all right. I believe. Yeah. I'm ready.
All righty.
Whenever you On a roll, let it go. No. Clear the others. Whoever else is on the line.
Nobody else is on the phone except
us three.
Well,
then it has to be you.
Okay.
Put yourself on mute. That's breathing. Home. You did it throughout the whole song.
You know what I want to do? Maybe I should just disconnect completely. Right?
Do what you want, but don't interrupt my show. You've got to learn not to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Pep, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. That was a cool song, The Diamonds. I know that group.
All right. Are you ready? Yeah, it was the Diamonds.
Yeah, but that's not really a funny song.
It's not a funny hour tonight. This is Tuesday night, right?
Oh, all right. Now I got mixed up. All right. No funny
thing. This is supposed to just be a regular song hour.
Yeah.
Because
all right.
Friday night is our funny hours.
So, Little Darling, you got another song?
I sure do.
What song you got?
It's called Let's Go, Come On Baby, Let's Go.
I don't know that one. Who's that
by? It's by Richie Valens.
Who?
Richie Valens.
Oh, Richie Valens. Oh, I know Richie Valens, yeah. Oh, he died, you know. He was in a plane crash.
Yes.
With four other people.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Do what, David? Are you ready?
Yeah, Richie Valens. That's an oldie.
Yes.
All right.
A new frog breath, bar 2 seconds of one frog, little darling, Richie. And you did.
Well, now, yeah.
Everybody knows Richie's big hit, you know, La Bamba, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That was the big one. But I never heard him. I never heard that one. But that's cool. You know, he died so young. How old was Richie when he died, you know, Pepper? Man, he couldn't have been more than 30 years old. You know, who was in that?
I'm not sure how old he was.
Yeah, who was in that plane with him? The cricket guy. Who was in that? Guy from the Crickets.
I don't know.
Ricky Nelson, I think, was on that plane too. I think. I'm not sure. Going back a long way. Anyway. That's a cool song, and thank you so much for that. And on Friday, you're going to come up with some funny stuff, right? Now, there be no funny stuff around here. Will you cut that out?
Oh, you're funny.
Oh, you know what's a good song to play Friday if you can find it from My Fair Lady. Get me to the church on time.
I had to look for it.
And I say, I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are going to chime. Don't let me be drunk.
Oh, yes. I remember that.
Do what you got to do, but get me to the church on time. Some stupid guy singing it. You sound so stupid singing that song. They didn't know. That guy was blind. Went the wrong way.
Do you want me to play another one or no?
Well, you got one?
I do. Got another one.
Oh, yeah. We'd love it. Yeah, sure.
Okay. We'd
love to play another song. If you got one, what do we got this time?
This is another Richie Valens good song.
Oh, Richie Valens.
Oh. Winning a progress.
Let me get it back.
Just that 6707 with you.
Really?
Just that 8 seconds.
What?
Oh.
I'm
Now we won't mention any names, but I bet you were thinking about somebody special when you played that song.
Okay, Devane.
All right.
All right.
I hope it's nobody I know. That's all I got to say.
Oh, you might know him, but I doubt it.
Okay. In a sight around the world with Sweet Pepper Street, and that's a beautiful song. I like that one.
I like it too. And I'm glad to be back, y'all. I'll be back Friday.
We're glad to have you back, and hey, I heard that they call you Sugar Plum once in a while. Is that true?
Oh, I got someone that does every now and then.
Rest up, because Friday, the big show.
Okie dokie. All right, we'll do, honey.
All right.
Susan, you take care of yourself, darling.
What do you need?
All right, thanks a lot, y'all.
All right, good night, y'all.
Good night.
Good night. In a sight around the world, and let's see, who do I leave out? Oh, nobody stopped on Long Island. You need dog food, cat food. 631-484-3085. Medical when they're able to do it. So give them a call. I want to make an appeal. I tried to get some people together on this, and nobody responded. And I think it's really horrible. All you cat lovers out there, people who love cats, Inner Sight would like to include cats as service animals. Now, you know, obviously they can't do guide work, but they can do support work. Psychiatric support. They can calm down the glands and the inflammation. They can locate inflammation and disease, you know. But there's no law to protect these people. And not every cat, of course, can do it. But a lot of them can. So I'd like to appeal. If anybody out there would like to work toward that, we'd be happy to lend our organization, start a law. You have to pass a law. Best thing to start with the state, I would imagine. And hopefully find a legislator at a cat level. You know, to pass a law to declare a trained cat or a cat in training as a service animal. Now, I know cats can be trained because a very good friend of mine who was probably the best animal trainer in the world, especially dogs, Captain Arthur Haggerty, trained his cat to obey and to do obedience and so on and so forth. The name of his cat was Motorman. Had a cat named Motorman. So I know that they can be trained. So here we are, of course, the pioneers of all these things, as they say. Anybody out there who's a cat lover to undertake this and, find a legislator who would sympathize with all these cats that run wild and in shelters, and people adopt them. There's so many of them that could serve the disabled. Anyway, if you're interested and you want to help, 631-224-3090. Go to our website. You can get all information on us. And we'd have more stuff up on our website. We got nobody to really help put it up there. All right, Inner Sight. Able News. You got the Able News? Let's run the Able News. Thanks. Able News.
You're welcome.
Within a site.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, in a site, open mic at 213-816-1650 if you want to dial in and talk about whatever you want. Pick your own subject. Keep it clean. Otherwise, we'll have to give you the boot. All right, we got the new boots. I knew a guy out in California, in fact, and he was a gay guy years ago. I'm going back years. And Howie the Harp invited me out to come visit his center that he got the money for. A big center for people with mental disabilities. And, of course, totally against shock treatment. And this gay guy was one of the patrons of this, you know, one of the people that attended. And he evidently got some kind of a crush on me, see. So I had my girlfriend with me at the time, you know, girlfriend at the time. She was a teacher, and she had off the summer, and we went out to California, and this gay guy got mad at me. Why'd you have to bring her home? She's my girlfriend, and we sort of hang out together, and we don't live together, but we sort of love one another. Oh, that's a bunch of bull. And he got all huffy and huffy, and says, you know, he says, I wear boots. And when I kick, I kick. And that's where I got the idea from to get the boot, the steel toe, you know. If you don't talk right on this show. All right, Inner Sight. Open mic. And,
Louis on.
Bring up whatever you want. Yeah, we got Louis the Lip.
Yep, he's right here.
On Inner Sight Live. Hello, Lip of Louis.
It's coming already.
Wait a minute. Are you Louis Lip?
I'm Louis Lip right here.
I knew that. Wait a minute. You're Louis Lip?
You betcha.
Well, where's the rest of them?
Yeah, my name is Louis Lip, and welcome to the promo on Inner Sight. Open mic with Frank Perino and Suzanne.
That's it. But don't forget the rest of you. Don't just bring the lips on. Yeah.
Is this Suzanne?
I'm here.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, Louis.
How are you? That's Frank Perino. I call him on a Tuesday, and I call him on a Friday for the frolics.
That's right.
So now, what's one of the funniest things we can do on Friday? Think of something really stupid and funny, you know. That people would freak out over or something. You know, it's summertime. People going out.
I got on a promo for Frank Perino's Inner Sight.
Yeah. Hey, did you ever try to... Louis, let me ask you a question about...
Okay, go ahead, Frank Perino.
Yeah. Did you ever put marbles in your mouth? A whole bunch of marbles?
No. No, Vito Corleone never put marbles in my face. Something like that, you know.
You know, it's a wonder that Marlon Brando didn't choke to death.
No, I know, Frank Perino. I know, the local boy, the marbles.
He did that role with a mouthful of marbles, did you know that? To get that voice.
I mean, Susanna. I told Susanna on the telephone line.
I got a better idea. They didn't have to make them put all those marbles in them. All they had to do was get you and do the voiceover. That's it. All right, so we got to think of something really funny.
Okay,
Friday. Oh, I got one. How about disposable toilet bowls? There you go.
Oh yeah.
One.
Oh yeah. I can hardly wait to hear it on Friday. I'm gonna laugh about the
disposable
Rosanna
toilet
Dana bowl. And the guys that went to the toilet.
Yeah. In other words, the toilet bowl they made out of cardboard.
Yeah.
And it'll be disposable.
Yeah.
Disintegrated. You get one of those. A toilet bowl computer. That's it.
Yeah.
And you push
that's
the button.
And my name is Suzanne. My name is Rosanna. Rosanna, talking to Suzanne. The lad with ticklish swab and a tickle fella. I have to go
and
talk to one of those two comedians who are in the bathroom.
Hello.
Hey, Louie.
Yeah, the toilet bowl to me.
After you use the toilet bowl, you gotta push the button, and it disposes. The only
what
thing is you gotta
the
make
toilet
sure
bowl?
Yeah, the only thing is you gotta make sure you're not standing too close to it.
Yeah. Oh, I push the toilet. I take a dinker.
I hate those toilets that flush themselves. You ever see those toilets?
Yeah.
You're sitting on the toilet, and all of a sudden, and your ass gets all wet, and you get up to wipe it, and you go to sit down again, and all of a sudden, again. What idiot invented that? I'd like to know.
Man,
that's the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Well, what about
toilet.
Mr. Clean or cleanser or sanitizer or Santa Flush or Drano or a Tiny Bowl Man?
Yeah, but you can't put Drano in the toilet bowl. You'll burn your ass off.
Yeah.
Train toilet bowl. No, you can't do that.
Yeah, I can do it. I can put it in the clog up the sink. I use Drano. Put it in the toilet. Stuck up the toilet and everything. You know?
I knew a guy who drank Drano.
Oh, my.
He wanted to get high. He got so low he couldn't get up. Will you cut that? 8:39, New York. Interstate.
8:39 de la noche, en Radio Interstate, el Blog Talk, el Radio del Frank Perino.
Sí, mucho trabajo, poco dinero.
Y muchachas.
Sí.
I like,
right,
Frank,
so,
I like Puerto Rican ladies.
Yeah. Well,
I go for Puerto Rican ladies and Cuban ladies and Mexican ladies.
I want you to write a song, Louie, about disposable toilet bowls. Push
hey.
The button.
Push the button.
Foldable toilet bowl. That was it. You think we can get somebody to invest in that?
Yeah.
That'd be funny. All right. Give us a good song before you go. You got a song for us?
Snap. What a happy sound. Snap is how about his sound knocks down. You be clack, rap, clap, slap the slap. Make the world go round. Snap, crackle, pop, Rice Krispies. I hear crackle, brothers, crispy sound. You got a hat crackle and a clock scarf round. Beat crackle, beat sugar, bite crackle, beat sugar, talk crackle. Brother, the world go round. Snap, crackle, pop, Rice Krispies. Kellogg's best to you.
All right, the Rice Krispies song. All right, so you're going to be with us Friday?
Yeah, I'll wait. We pepper tweet for you on. I have to check that out on that radio.
Yeah, she'll be back Friday. Did you hear her before?
Yeah, I heard her before, first time.
Okay. All right.
Is he a country listener?
Huh?
She's a country listener?
Yeah. Yeah, she lives out there.
Oh, she's pretty. I got to see her face.
Out there in the woods.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
And I'm going to have fun with the baffle and the wiener and all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Suzanne, I love you.
Hey, I love you too. Hang in there.
Okay. Okay, yeah. You too, Frank Pereira. I'll call you on a Friday night. I'll be ready.
All right. Thanks a lot, Lou.
I'll wait for the swab, and I'll tickle, too.
That's it with the disposable toilet bowl.
Yeah. Suzanne, I love you.
Hey, I love you too, Lou.
Okay, take care.
Okay.
Now, why would a person collect flies in a jar? Who was that guy that collected flies in the jar? How do you get a fly in a jar? Boy, that's pretty hard to do, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say.
Why he would collect flies in a jar, I don't know. Anyway, maybe because he could get money from them?
Maybe.
10 cents a fly. I don't know. All right, in the site, people do a lot of weird.
We have a caller is not in queue.
213-816-1650. What did you say? We got another call?
Yeah, I was going to check it out for you. Or you want to check it out and...
What?
Do you want to check it out? Want me to check it out before you let them in?
Do we have a call? No, just let them in. Got a few minutes left.
Okay. Okay, here it is.
Hello, caller. Inner Sight. Hope you got some.
Yeah.
You want to talk on the air?
I don't think so.
All right. They just want to listen.
Exactly.
824.
Wanted to make sure.
New York, 844 open, Mike Inner Sight, and on the verge, world, of a big change in this. I'm proud that Inner Sight is a part of it. We started it rolling by producing two television shows on this one. And you can get a look at one internationally, and the other one is local. So it works all over the world. People can witness for themselves. And, you know, I'm sure that thousands and thousands of people who are going to see that show are going to be linked to it. Because it's happened to thousands all over the country. What's happened to people here has happened before. Jesus said that. You know, that's an old adage. If it happened to you, it's happened to somebody else before. It's so true.
It is.
So we stop moaning on the show. So we have started. We have started the ball. And so much so that we have attracted a gentleman, Bill Gibson, who wants to be a congressman, who is saying that if he's elected to Congress, he will draft a law to turn a nursing home into an accessible housing unit. Inner Sight is on the ground floor of that. And we started, and we're going to keep on with it until it happens. God, give me the strength to live long enough to see it. Because we don't want people having to live with horrible nursing homes hanging over their heads. I was talking to a friend of mine earlier in Boston. She's multiply disabled. She's blind, and she has to get into the wheelchair, and she has managed to keep herself out of the nursing home, and now she even has more help because she's part of it. And she knows if we do whatever we have to keep the nursing home away from her. So people who get to know us and become part of the show, they know that. And that's why they want to be part and identified within the site. So we're on our way to something really monumental here. I really believe it. It's gonna take a number of years to do. It doesn't matter how many, as long as it gets done. Remember, we're up against a $1 billion industry. But that doesn't frighten us. We have Inner Sight. And they don't. We'll give them some if they want it. If they want Inner Sight, we'll give it to them. Free of charge. Somebody said, make them donate something for it. So, there you have it. Inner Sight open mic. And,
Sorry. I don't know what the hell happened to my phone. I'm sorry. Jeez.
Make up your own, subject. Inner Sight. Tomorrow night's our nursing home show. Wednesday night. And Thursday we'll pick a subject that we'll discuss. Friday's the funnies. So tune in Friday and goof around. Have a lot of fun on Friday. And we want to wish everybody out there, and everyone who's in a nursing home, we want you to know that we feel what you feel. Because we're all united in this. We have to be. We have to all be united, especially once when this thing, this concept starts growing. You know, there's nothing to call a meeting to argue over. There's nothing to vote on except turn them into accessible housing. You know, there's nothing here to debate. I mean, if you have a certain opinion, fine. You know, but it's got nothing to do with anything. if it's not part of turning the nursing homes into accessible housing. You got to stick to the one goal, the one idea. That's what makes this so powerful. That's what attracted Mr. Gibson.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that we're going to give something to people that they need, and we're going to take away something that they don't need. That attracts people. And to prove where we are and where we're going, we're going to gather all the stories we can. It's horrible to say, but that's what's going to make the difference. All the horror stories, I want them. Write them down. We're going to tell them at the news conference. And then I'm hoping to hold a news conference every month with stories. We'll give them so many stories that that damn United States Congress will go to the nursing home and start nailing the boards in themselves to turn it into accessible housing. That's what I want. That's the attitude Inner Sight wants. Pass the law. Go and do it yourself. Put the nails in. I'll help. Better believe it, man. To free the people. You know, I'm a big religious guy in my own way, Bible. And it reminds me what Moses said when he was before Pharaoh in the great world of Egypt. And they could have struck him down and killed him. They couldn't. The angel of the Lord stood between Moses and the Egyptian swordsman. And Moses said to Pharaoh, "Let my people go." We say that to this country and to the United States Congress. But we say it with respect to them. They don't respect us if they leave us to lounge in nursing homes in our own filth with infection and horrible food and take away your home and your house and divide you from your family. They don't respect us. We respect them. Inner Sight. And that's what we are. That's what we believe in. And that's what's going to make the difference. The inner sight that we're going to give and help get to all these people who will be in accessible housing instead of accessible bondage. All right, 213-816-1650, if you want to dial in. We got a few minutes left. And now, you said you sent out a couple of tweets today?
Yeah, I did.
How many?
I got to two. The third I didn't get to. I had to make it a little earlier in the morning.
Yeah. Send out one tonight. Send out another one tonight when you go off the air.
Okay.
Did you get any results out of them?
Not a lot, but we got results a little bit. Some were like 18 views, and some were like, there were small amounts.
All right. So you got to keep on doing it. Don't stop.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not.
At least three a day, morning, noon, and night. You got to hit them with this. Let them watch these shows. Let them understand that it could be them tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got
nothing
to do with age either.
No, it doesn't. Or wealth. We found out with one woman it had nothing to do with how much she had.
So keep on hitting him with that. I don't want to have to call you every day and tell you. I shouldn't have to.
No. That'll be fine.
You should do it as a normal thing that mm-hmm. that you want to get rid of.
I do want to get rid of very badly.
I mean, they can't stop our television show. I'd like to see them try. That would be the best thing they ever did for us.
Yeah.
Stop our show. They don't like it too damn bad. We're telling the truth. They don't like it. Let them join with us and turn the damn places into accessible housing.
That's what we need, not the nursing home.
They don't like
I'm
it
sorry.
Because they look bad.
Exactly.
So Inner Sight, this is an Inner Sight fight.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to win it.
Yes, we are.
No doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I want to thank all our listeners. You give me a total. You got a total? 120,000?
Yeah, it's 120,581.
120,581 growing.
Yeah.
All right. By the time October comes around, I'm hoping for 125,000.
That'd be good.
Well, let's do it. Let's push it. Let's do it. Let's tweet it. Let's put it on Facebook, Instagram, and my daughter is helping with Instagram now.
Mm-hmm.
And in the site, I got to talk to her and tell her about the shows. Put them up there.
Okay.
All right, yeah. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. I want to thank everyone for listening, and really beautiful to have Sweet Pepper back. Look forward to hearing her on Friday. Inner Sight around the world. This has been Open Mic. Join us tomorrow night. 8 to 9 for the nursing home show, and we'll keep you up to date what's going on. Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. 21st July, the ADA celebration. Yours truly will be there to talk about the service dogs. How you can train your dog on the
Do you need me there
all
for
right.
the nursing homes?
Suzanne Engineer, all our listeners, everybody.
You're welcome.
Join the Inner Sight fight. Don't let anybody put you in a nursing home.
Hell no.
Get rid of them. All right. Thank you very much. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner sight. We'll need more. Inner sight.
Good night, everybody.